General Sharp says the arrival of more efficient and capable units as part of regular rotations could result in some small changes in U.S. troop numbers, but he does not expect any significant reduction in his force of 28,500. And he believes the capabilities of the force are more important than its size.
The bottom line for me and my responsibility as the U.S. commander there is, do we have the forces, both number-wise and capability-wise, in order to be able to do what we need to do in a war fight? But I really would like to try to change the discussion to capabilities.
And the general notes that South Korea's army is much more capable than it used to be, and that it will take responsibility for commanding its own troops in case of war about 3.5 years from now under a U.S.-South Korean agreement. Asked about North Korea, General Sharp says he worries every day about its nuclear weapons capability and potential proliferation, particularly under its unpredictable leader, Kim Jong-il. But the general said there has been no sign of instability since reports Kim had a health crisis 2 months ago. North Korea has denied the reports. Speculation about Kim's health was fueled by his absence at two major public events in recent months. The North Korean news agency reported Saturday that Kim attended a soccer game, but it provided no pictures or video.
Do I have more detail on exactly what happened? You know, there's intel sources that I can't obviously share there, but I'm confident that based upon what we see going on in the North and all the contingencies that we need to be prepared for, we're prepared to react to those, us and the alliance.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency Wednesday quoted South Korean officials as saying North Korea fired two medium-range missiles into the Yellow Sea on Tuesday. General Sharp says uncertainty about North Korea's intentions makes it necessary for U.S. and South Korean forces to be able to respond to anything the North could do. He says North Korea could inflict severe damage on South Korea in a surprise attack, but he's confident that U.S. and South Korean forces would win any war the North might start. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.